So let's begin with the interview I heard on Democracy Now! This day, the 12th, with a former deputy chief of staff for Democratic Senator Ron Wyden. She was interviewed about government domestic surveillance. And thank you very much to Democracy Now!, despite my concerns about some of the things that I am noticing about it. But I'm so grateful that they print the transcript. It's important because often we can get conned by the performance itself. That is to say that the performance overwhelms substance often. And it's sometimes difficult until you go back and read it to see that. So I suspected, checking out this woman, that she's a propagandist for power. Even though, I mean, you can be a propagandist for power without knowing that you are, simply because the master's voice is so omnipresent and generally the only one we hear and that we're conditioned to accept. And we do tend to believe the thoughts we hear repeatedly. But I suspect this woman is not an unconscious propagandist for power. But how do you know true from false gold without a touchstone? Because they'll say some things that we agree with, we listeners who want to see fairness established in the world. So some things will seem to cohere with that aim. How else get good-hearted folks to listen sympathetically? Power was schooled in that tactic by Plato, who was, by the way, actively trying to undermine an anti-slavery movement. So he had to co-opt those terms that move people like humanitarianism or justice. So they have to use that tactic so that we listen sympathetically and not with a critical mind. What stood out for me is that Amy Goodman kept trying to encourage this guest, Jennifer Holzer is her name, to say things, to actually put in her own voice that we could hear, things that she had apparently said in this article. And this woman, this guest, kept ducking and dodging. And that's always suggestive if they duck and dodge. And the second thing that stood out for me is that she essentially had just a couple talking points, really one main one. And you repeat them over and over and over. And that was essentially all she had to say, which was why, Amy Goodman, I don't think she gets frustrated. But she was persistent in trying to say, well, you said this. Give us that example, and she wouldn't, right? You know, so a couple times Amy Goodman just said, well, you said, and repeated this from the article. It was very interesting, right? So it was clear. She was put there to plant propaganda points. When they repeat the same thing over and over and have nothing else to say, con alert, con alert. Her first minor point is that, Barack didn't keep his promises. But the main one is, quote, Senator Wyden did everything he could. He tried to draw attention. We tried to draw attention to overreach in the interpretation of the power authorized by the Patriot Act. Now, the interview began by quoting Barack. If the concern was that somehow this was the only way that he could, Edward Snowden, get this information out to the public, I signed an executive order well before Mr. Snowden leaked this information that provided whistleblower protection to the intelligence community for the first time. So there were other avenues available for somebody whose conscience was stirred and thought that they needed to question government actions, unquote. That's quoting President Obama. Now, the question that popped into my mind hearing this has not I'm not a news junkie by any means, is that true? And I thought that was the obvious question to ask, and it's always suggestive to me when the obvious question is not asked, and if not asked, not addressed on his or her own by the guest. So is it true? And if it's true, what would lead Edward Snowden to not avail himself of this whistleblower protection if it exists and if it would apply to him? But that question wasn't asked. When they emphasize that he tried to tell us his concerns, and this woman comes on and says the same thing over and over and over. The next obvious question is, why does this guy talk like he's helpless, this Senator Wyden? Why not call for debate on the Senate floor and make it clear to us the extent of the additional power that the Patriot Act gives the state? Why do they act so helpless? And so that's a key tell, the fact that this is the sole point that she makes, particularly in light of previous historical precedent, what Daniel Ellsberg did, which was to get someone in Congress to read it into the record. And this is because of Article 1, Section 6 of the U.S. Constitution, which says that, quote, for any speech or debate in either house, a senator or representative shall not be questioned in any other place, unquote. Thus, the senator, and this is in, I'm quoting from Wikipedia, referring to the Pentagon Papers. Thus, the senator, Mike Gravel, could not be, he's the one who read it into the 4,000 pages of the Pentagon Papers into the record. Thus, Senator Gravel could not be prosecuted for anything he said on the Senate floor, and by extension, for anything entered into the congressional record, allowing the papers to be publicly read without threat of a treason trial and conviction. And this was confirmed by the Supreme Court in the decision Gravel versus the United States. And interestingly, there was a guest last week on another Pacifica KPFA show, Letters in Politics, who made precisely this point. Why didn't he try to get someone to read it into the record? And then this woman is slipped onto Democracy Now. How do they do that? How does someone like this get on Democracy Now? All I can come up with is she's a smooth operator and folks spoke for her. But I have to say, I suppose to Amy Goodman's credit, she does cover her butt right up front by telling us that, quote, Jennifer Holzer went to school at the U.S. Naval Academy and spent 2 years interning for the National Security Council. And I think that tells us probably all we need to know.